Next application is case number 11522, the application of Michael and Caitlin Kratz. Site is east of Route 270A, Muncie Branch Road, being southeast corner of Chesapeake Drive, approximately 100 feet north of Beachfield Drive, and being more specifically Lot 1, Block C, within Beachfield Subdivision, with a 911 address of 110 Chesapeake Drive, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, with a tax map ID of District 334, Map 13, Parcel 520, requesting a variance from the front yard setback. Gentlemen, to be more specific, they're requesting a 1.4-foot variance from the required 30-foot front yard setback for the dwelling. We received no letters of support, no letters of opposition. We did receive one mail return.
Thank you, Mr. Knight.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Sherry Nowicki, 31024 Scissorville Road in Oceanview.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening, board members. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Lank. As Mr. Lank mentioned, we're here seeking an application for 1.4 feet from the front yard setback. For the record, I'm Chad Meredith of Hudson Jones, Jarek and Fisher, representing Michael Kratz, who's the current owner. And with me is Ms. Nowicki, a local realtor, as a witness. Also, as mentioned, this property is located at 110 Chesapeake Drive. It's also known as Lot 1, Block C of Beachfield Subdivision. Beachfield Subdivision was originally laid out according to a plot prepared by Wingate and Eschenbach back in 1973, recorded in Plot Book 8 at page 625. A recent survey, which was submitted with the application, was performed by Foresight Services on November 13th of 2014. Revealed an issue. It's basically the front of the house, the left corner. I think it's also the northeastern corner of the house. And so that brings us to the necessity to request the 1.4 feet. The survey also located a shed in the side yard, which would have been a violation as well. As mentioned in the application, though, that shed has been moved. I do have pictures. I included pictures with the application, but they're in black and white, and I understand can be a little hard to read. So I do have color copies if the board members would like to see those. A quick trace and title back in time. Although the neighborhood was laid out about 40 years ago, it doesn't take too long to get back to the original builder. So as mentioned, the current owner is Michael Lawson Kratz, who acquired the property in December of 2014 from the estate of Gwendolyn P. Jackson and her executor, Richard Medeiros. That deed is recorded in deed book 4339 at page 246. Gwendolyn Jackson and her late husband, Stephen H. Jackson, acquired the property in 1974 from Berger Berman Builders, and that was recorded in deed book 740-772. So since the home was built, it was basically held by one owner for 40 years until just being transferred here in 2014. Records indicated that the home was constructed in 1974, probably just before the Jacksons acquired it. A garage was added by the Jacksons in 1975. There was also an addition to that garage. It was widened in 1982. Oddly, I think it's rare that I run into a client who has so much paperwork, but the Jacksons held on to all of their building permits and all COs, and so everything that they had applied for was closed out, including the 1982 garage widening. So in visiting the property, Beachfield is, as expected with a 40-year-old subdivision, is very well built out. It's probably 99% built out, if not 100%. And most of the homes are fairly similarly situated. This lot, as can be seen by the survey, is a bit of an oddity in its shape. It's a pie shape, a quarter circle, and the house is sort of put on an angle almost parallel to the tangent of the circle so that it fronts the curve of Chesapeake Drive, making it just sort of a key box, just an odd shape, and it's kind of hard to build a straight line along that curve. So in 1982, the garage widening just crept over by 1.4 feet. just misplacement, and probably a little bit has to do with advances in technology, lasers and such, which can pick up these problems later on down the road. So turning to the release for standard, or the standards for relief, sorry, request for variance cannot be granted unless the applicant can show one uniqueness. This property has unique circumstances and conditions. As I just mentioned, and as can be seen in the survey, the pie shape or quarter circle shape and the placement of the home diagonally across that is unique. There's an exceptional practical difficulty and undue hardship due to this condition. There'd be great costs needed in order to sort of chop off this corner, move it back. It would make for an odd corner in a garage. There'd be quite a bit tied into that corner, obviously, of two walls and a ceiling coming together. Possibility of development. As I mentioned, the property itself is already developed, and the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of it. Otherwise, things would have to be chopped up, moved, or pushed back. And the difficulty has not been created by the applicant. This home has been built previous to the applicant's acquisition of the property. The garage was added and then subsequently added to by not the applicant, but their predecessor in title. The effect on the surroundings. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. Again, this is a long-standing circumstance. It's gone unnoticed for 40 years. The variance will not substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use for development of adjacent property. Properties immediately surrounding this property are certainly built up. I took a drive through the entire subdivision today, and it looks, as I said, 99%, if not 100%, built out. The variance will not be detrimental to the public welfare. The condition of the home and garage already exists and won't affect neighboring properties. And the extent of the variance represents the least modification possible. This request for 1.4 feet on the northeastern corner of the home is all that's needed to afford relief from the 30-foot front yard setback. And the variance is necessary in order to afford relief, as this condition has been in existence for quite some time. As I said, just about 40 years. And even if you go from 1982, you're talking older than both of my sisters. So these conditions has at least been around since 1982. And just a couple questions of Ms. Snuicki. Ms. Snuicki, if you could, just state your occupation.
I'm a realtor with RE/MAX Realty Group in Rehoboth Beach.
And how long have you been engaged in that occupation?
I've been in real estate for 7 years in a Rehoboth area for the past year.
And are you familiar with the subject property and its surrounding area?
Yes, I am. We were the listing agent for that property.
Were you listening to statements as I just testified and presented?
Yes.
And would you say that what I said was true and accurate?
Yes, I would.
And lastly, given your knowledge of the real estate market in this particular area and the subject property, would you say that the home as it currently sits within the front yard setback adversely affects values of neighboring homes?
No, it wouldn't.
Thank you. That's all I have, unless you have any questions.
All right. Excuse me. Okay, we'll see if there's any questions from members of the board. We'll start with you, Mr. Hudson.
No questions.
Okay. And Mr. Rickard?
No questions.
Mr. Workman?
No questions.
And Mr. Mills?
No questions.
I'm Mr. Callaway. No questions.
For the record, may I make a statement?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Meredith made reference to photographs. We do have the photographs. The first one shows the shed as it was previously located. The second photograph shows it totally removed from the premise.
Okay.
And as I said, I do have color photos in case those are hard to read.
Pretty clear.
That's okay. Okay, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Excuse me. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair hearing none. I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion. We approve case number 11522. The standards for granting a variance were presented by the applicant. There is, of course, he made that statement. There is a uniqueness to the property, the way it's pie-shaped, and that's so apparent on the survey. And the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. And the unnecessary hardship or acceptable practical difficulty has not been made, created by the applicant. It was the seller that created this. And a variance will not alter the central character of the neighborhood. and the requested variance is a minimum statutory floor relief, and also a certificate of occupancy was released and approved by planning and zoning, which means that they were under the impression it was in compliance at all times.
Okay. Do you have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by, excuse me, Mr. Rickards, and a second by Mr. Wharton that we approve case number 11,522. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Wharton?
Aye for my reasons that I stated.
Mr. Wharton?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Aye, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,522 is approved. Yes, sir.